Do you ever feel stuck, like you're living your life on autopilot? Are you ready to shift into high gear and reach the success you so richly deserve? Welcome to the Play Big Movement podcast. I am your host, Sharon Lecter, entrepreneur, business strategist, and best-selling author. Playing big is not about settling for good enough or being comfortable. It is about reaching your highest potential and achieving your greatest success. Join me in my Play Big Movement as I interview top experts in business, money, and entrepreneurship, all ready to serve you and to help you play big, be number one in your field, live your legacy, and create maximum impact. Hello, everyone. Welcome to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast with Sharon Lecter. I get to introduce you to a friend today that's been a friend for many years, and I'm so proud of her. I mean, her resume makes mine look like I've done nothing. My goodness. Carol Poor, I don't even know where to start, Carol. You are the president of Poor & Associates Strategic Planning. You have that incredible new book over your shoulder called Strategic Impact, but it's the result of a lifelong journey of incredible impact that you've made through being, you are everything Arizona. I love it. You've helped Arizona in so many different ways, attending ASU, Arizona State University, and now being a professor there. You're on the faculty of the School of Public Affairs. You're a lifetime Fiesta Bowl committee member. I love that. And a little finger in all kinds of things. And you actually started something called Fabulous Experience to share the fascinating story of Phoenix. And you are always busy helping people with their strategic plans, executive leadership, community planning, incredible gift to this community. And I'm so happy to be able to highlight you today, Carol. Welcome.
Thank you, Sharon. It's an honor to be on your program.
Well, I think we originally met when you were the vice provost of ASU West, right? I think.
Yes. Overseeing a campus, the four colleges there, helping to raise lots of money and community outreach. And so it was, I think, when you had an amazing financial literacy program, and we were talking about how to introduce that at the university level, which we did. And you have taken that program, you know, leaps and bounds. Look at your own books. So.
Well, it's fun because you've had such an incredible impact in our community, but now that's gone globally because you've had your book was just endorsed by a global organization. Tell us about that.
Right. Well, strategic planning has been a part of almost my entire career. I spent many years in the utility industry at Salt River Project in Arizona. Many Arizonans will know that name, and spent years in the strategic planning department of that utility, doing competitive intelligence and helping the leadership form the strategic plans for the future. And then at the university setting, as you mentioned, I was part of campus planning and college strategic planning and fundraising strategic planning, and then overseeing a nonprofit healthcare organization in Arizona. I led that organization through two strategic plans. It never had a strategic plan, and we raised $14 million and developed a health center in Central City in the downtown Phoenix area. And then most recently, as a consultant, helping organizations develop a meaningful strategic planning program. So strategic planning, how to strategize for the future and to ask what's next, not just looking behind, because we've got to celebrate our victories, but to understand the forces that create the need to be prepared for change and look at change as an opportunity. So taking that and putting it into a book, it took me about a year. And, you know, when you first start writing a book, you know this, Sharon, you think, I've got a great idea. And then you dig into it and realize, oh boy, this is going to be a lot of work putting everything I know about a topic into a format that people will really find interesting and meaningful. And so right around February of 2020, right before the pandemic really hit, I was pitching it to publishers, and Fast Company Press was one of my desired publishers, and they made an offer on the book, and I haven't looked back. And so during that process, inviting several of my trusted business colleagues, and you're one of them, to help endorse this book, to read it, understand what it is, and endorse it, was such an honor to receive endorsements. And thank you for your endorsement and the Association for Strategic Planning, a global organization, the only global organization for strategic planning practitioners. And they also accredit practitioners so that you know that they know their stuff. The association endorsed my book, and that was a very joyful moment along this journey. And since then, there's been lots of opportunities to present.
It is exactly what I teach, Carol, the power of association and elevating yourself through that association, which you have done because you've been such a gift to this community. And now being able to share your wisdom around the world is very exciting. And I'm so very proud for you and of you. And so, but I want to like take the clock back because, you know, we see if where you are today. Tell us a little bit about Little Carol and how you got into this field.
Well, Little Carol, growing up, always put a high value, thanks to my mother's encouragement, on community service and being involved in different groups and boards. And as I went to college, serving on boards. You know, in my early 20s, I was serving on a Chamber of Commerce board, sitting around the table with business leaders, and having that ethos of service, community service, has made a huge difference in my career, starting out as a journalist, journalism and broadcasting, a little bit of radio, and then moving into the utility industry, at first at communication and public affairs, and moving into the strategic planning, and then being invited at Salt River Project to start up a subsidiary company. That was a big deal when we thought electric deregulation was going to sweep the country in the US. And so during those times, though, I was very strategically serving on different boards, whether it was business boards, arts boards, university boards, and those different associations, to bring it back to your topic of association, that really enriched what I did on the day-to-day basis. So that lifetime of service has really magnified my ability to learn, to develop networks of colleagues that I can call on, whether that I can call on them to come speak in my university classes when I'm teaching a course, or appear on my weekly show, but it's a lifetime of associations through community service. And of course, being the best at what I do on the job and having that internal drive to keep learning, keep innovating, and being a thought leader. So, you know, as I went to college, as I had my young career life, I was out there serving, and that has made a tremendous difference.
You know, absolutely. And that's, you know, you are just such a living testament and example of the power of putting yourself out there and going, you know, to the place of greatest potential so that you can network and meet those people and create those associations that, you know, you may not use today, but they'll be there in 10 years when you need them and you can open up new doors. And it's being of service. And so you and I sing the same song. So many of us, you hear about strategic planning getaways for these big companies, but strategic planning, you know, little companies may think they can't afford to bring in experts, but now they have this incredible book called Strategic Impact. Talk about your three-step process that you use in helping people understand that process of strategic planning.
Right. Well, as I have had many dozens and dozens of clients, I had started to see a pattern of what creates successful strategic planning. And I broke it into a three-step framework. It is not a template because I don't believe that strategic planning can ever be templatized. It must be customized to fit the needs of the organization, especially if the organization is a smaller business or nonprofit, or it could be a large company. But the three-step framework includes these parts. First, the strategic planning workshop or series of strategy sessions. For a city, for example, it could be a year long of having visioning meetings with different areas of a city in different parts of the community. For a small nonprofit, it could be a day or a day and a half workshop, but I call this the shared experience. And to have that be vibrant, exciting, vital, where the board members, where the employees or the senior staff, whoever is a part of the strategic planning workshop, they're excited about getting together. It's not a dreaded thing where people are screeching in on three wheels. So I call that the shared experience. And that is everything when it comes to gathering creative minds and developing the strategies that will translate into the next part of the framework. And that is the written strategic plan or the shared story. The written plan needs to be vibrant. It needs to be exciting. It needs to have lots of infographics and visuals and real human beings in that written plan to bring it to life, not a 5-inch doorstop or shelf ornament that nobody wants to read or is a top secret document that never gets revealed to the rest of the company. That written strategic plan can be digitized in today's world. It could be put in all sorts of social media and short videos. I have a whole workshop about how a written plan can be brought to life. But then the third part of the framework, it's actually two pieces, but I wanted to keep it simple for people because I think strategic planning can be so foggy for so many leaders. Strategic planning really has had a bad rap because it's been so complex. So that third part of the framework is the system for tracking strategic goals, strategic long-term, like could be three-year goals, as well as what gets done in the next 12 months, the annual goals. So a system for tracking and then communicating the results. And I call this the shared outcomes. When you're actually measuring the strategic goals and where we're at in the process, the annual goals, where we're at for this fiscal year, and then communicating throughout the year on how we're doing on our goals. And as we achieve milestones, the final thing that kind of goes along with this third part of the framework is celebrating results, celebrating success. But I call this the shared outcomes, the tracking and communication, strategic impact. And truly, that is understanding your organization's strategic impact.
I love that because it's so important. And, you know, whether you're the city or a small company, it's important to go through this process. I mean, we've done it. We continue to do it probably every quarter. I bring in my advisors and we sit down and go, okay, you know, where are we? What's our long-term plan? How are we doing on the short-term plan? And, you know, things evolve. When you're a small company, you want to be nimble, but you also want to understand what your goals are and where you're headed. And I think you've provided a great framework for people to be able to do that. So I'm assuming they can get strategic impact at their local bookstore, Amazon. And how can they find you, Carol?
Please come to my website. I have all sorts of resources. It's Carol Poor. Carol doesn't have an E on it, but Poor does. CarolPoor.com.
How many times have you said that?
Many times. Many times. But, you know, it's interesting, Sharon. You know, even polling, I've done several global webinars for the Association for Strategic Planning. And in polling our members, it was surprising to me to see that most organizations don't have a vibrant workshop experience. They don't necessarily put it into a very interesting written plan. And then here's where most organizations fall short. They are not measuring strategic or annual goals, and they're not communicating very effectively. And that leads to never celebrating it. So this is it's not a simplistic model, even though it's easy to understand and it's thorough and comprehensive. There's lots of customization that can happen along the way of how you customize your workshop or strategy meetings, how you customize your written plan and how you get it out there into the world. And then also how you're going to track it and have your leaders get their groups together and monitor the progress.
Well, it's so important, because if you don't know where you want to go, how do you know if you're how you're doing to get there? So I talk about the importance of culture and, you know, strategic planning. I say your culture is either by design or by default. And by design means you have a strategic plan. You know what you want to accomplish, and the people that you have on board with you understand that, and they're all working towards the same goal. If you don't have that strategic plan, you don't know what you want in the future, then people have different agendas. And so by creating this strategic plan, you're getting everybody's agenda aligned for the ultimate result for the company. And as you talk about celebrating, I say always celebrate your little wins, right? You have your BHAG, your big, hairy, audacious goal, but then let's have some benchmarks along the way and celebrate along the way, because that builds that culture. It builds the excitement for continuing along that path, right?
Absolutely, Sharon. And one thing that we know these days is that strategic plans need to be agile. And what I mean by agile, and this is a whole nother topic for another day, but agile means that organizations have a regular method of getting themselves together and deciding that a goal may need to be tweaked, or it's not relevant right now, or we need to really overhaul this area of the goal. And then having sprints for particular initiatives that really need to be driven quickly. And that means groups that get together and say, in the next month, this is what we're going to get done. And we're going to do it, and we're going to run toward it. And that's what a sprint is. And it might be for a special initiative or a pivot. So there's a lot about strategic planning that it sounds like it's all about way out in the future, but it's not. It's about where we're going, and then what do we need to do now to get there?
Yeah, you imagine you have so many people on your team with a lot of hours focused. The issue, are they all focused on accomplishing the same thing? So by getting everybody on the same page and understanding, you have that power of exponential focus.
Yeah.
Not just a single individual's focus. You want everybody focused on accomplishing the goal. So I really love this. I'm so happy that you were able to make time to be with me today, Carol. And you are going to stay with me. We're going to do another quick interview for the Play Big Movement private Facebook group. So those of you watching and listening, please join that and hear the rest of the story. But I'm very excited to be able to share Carol and her incredible, amazing strategic impact book and her life experience that has made such a huge impact on our community. So Carol, thank you for being with me today, and you are incredible.
Thank you, Sharon. And thank you for being a role model to me. I really appreciate you.
Oh, I'm so appreciative of the relationship and the friendship. So I look forward to much more fun together. So for all of you, thank you so much for listening to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Please share it with your friends and stay tuned. Come join our private Facebook group so you can learn more from the one and only Carol Poor. Have a great day. Thank you for listening to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Please subscribe to iTunes and leave us a review, as well as join us in other areas of social media, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Sharon Lecter, and for Facebook, author Sharon Lecter. Thank you so much, and have a fabulous day.